Hillman on CliffCentral.com.
Let's say hello to a lady that has been to how many countries? Like a lot.
Yeah, I actually don't even know. I've been so fortunate.
How many passports have you run through?
A few, I must be honest.
How many visas, how many visa queues have you sat in?
Oh, you know what? I have a British passport, so
okay,
one of those people that everyone hates. So I've been fortunate enough not to experience too many visa queues, but I have had my fair share of queues at the passport control.
You must be an experienced traveler by now, though, Kelly Jackson, general manager of Contiki in SA. I mean, you must know, like, how much toothpaste to take.
Yes. Listen, I've got packing down to a fine art. Before, I used to pack a suitcase with everything under the sun and not use half of it. So now I know, like, don't even pack high heels because I'm going to Europe because of the cobbled streets. Mm. And I've got it down to, like, packing my toiletries to a fine art that gets me to the last day. So heaven help me if there was a delay. But, yeah, definitely got packing down to a fine art.
I have to tell you, and I've told Lee about it a million and one times in our Start the Adventure show with STA Travel, that one of the dopest things I ever did was get on a 9-day Contiki to Thailand soon after finishing school, not knowing anyone, just getting onto a plane, going and meeting people that I've become friends with, that I've done other travel experiences with around the world. Mm-hmm. There is just something magical about young people between 18 and 35 in a different country with the context of traveling, with a context of just everybody wants to have fun and unlock a different element of their life and just be adventurous and just hang out on another, in another continent or another country. It's a magical thing, right?
It is. You know, Contiki brings people together from all over the world. It's quite crazy how you think you arrive there maybe by yourself or with a group of friends, and you look at the other people on your trip that you've never met in your life before. But by the end of the 9 days, like you said, you've probably kept in touch with them and, you know, had other travel experiences and become friends for life. You know, that's what Contiki is about bringing like-minded people to a place that you're all interested in for whatever reason, and just giving you the experience of a lifetime.
It's an interesting startup story as well, because the roots were in camping in Europe, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, we had an Australian guy, John Anderson, who started Contiki, and he basically wanted to travel Europe. And the only way he knew how to do it was get kind of like a Foxy bus type thing. You all remember what that was.
Yeah.
And he kind of sold the 9 seats in his combi to people who wanted to travel Europe. And that's how Contiki actually got started. So he just did this saying, well, I've got 9 seats. I'm going to travel around Europe. Don't really know how long it will be. Maybe about 6 weeks. Who wants to join me? And he filled it. And then there was more demand and more demand. And that's kind of where Contiki grew from. But yes, it did start as camping in Europe, and we've just obviously put our roots everywhere now. So
yeah, I mean,
taken over the world.
I think it's just Kazakhstan. That there's no, or like Iraq. I don't think there's a Contiki to Iraq.
Yeah, we listen to our clients' demands and we go where they want. So there's a few places we haven't touched yet, and I don't think we will touch. But yeah, we've definitely kind of cornered most of the world, I must say.
It's an adventure just going onto the website and looking at the different destinations. I was doing that before our chat this afternoon. We were speaking to Ronan Ayers a little earlier on around figuring out where young people are at. Brands are trying to do this. But I want to kind of put a spin on that and say, how does it enrich your life when you're young to visit other places and get out of your comfort zone? Why is it more important, in your opinion, to put money into traveling versus buying an expensive car?
Well, you know that saying, I think if you go into Pinterest, there's always that quote, travel's the only thing you buy that makes you richer. And I'm a firm believer of that. I think because, you know, I've traveled a lot and I've learned so much, more than I would learn in a textbook in a history class back when I was in school or varsity, you know. You just get the experiences and you know, our trip managers on Contiki bring everything to life for you. And they all of a sudden make history sound sexy, which I never thought was possible when I was in school. And, you know, you just get to experience the food, the culture, interact with different nationalities and people, and nothing can prepare you for that kind of experience. Nothing in my opinion can.
And it's gearing people up to be better human beings as well. I mean, it's cheesy, but the idea of, you know, interacting with people from different countries that are your age, and that, I think it makes you just better as a person. It makes you care about what's happening in the world a little bit more, because suddenly you put more of a face to the stuff that's happening around you.
Absolutely.
I mean, I very rarely have heard of someone who has spent money on travel and come back and been worse for it, specifically young people. Old people always bitch and moan because they booked their Club Med and their food wasn't right and they couldn't stuff their face at the buffet. But young people, it's an enriching experience. And that's whether you do it with people you know or people you don't know. I actually think it's dope to do it with people you don't know.
Absolutely. I've traveled with friends before on a local holiday, and it can turn pear-shaped in a heartbeat. I think, you know, if you've traveled before, you've had an experience or two where it's just awkward. So sometimes just packing your own bags and going on an adventure, why wait for anyone? Kentucky is the perfect kind of platform for that, because whilst you're alone when you arrive, it's like when you walk into a party or a venue and you look around and you don't know anyone, and it's a bit awkward. And then 5 minutes later, maybe someone makes eye contact with you, so you run over to them and chat to them, and the next thing you know, everyone there. That's exactly what Kentucky offers you. You're alone for the first 5 minutes that you arrive, and the next thing, the other 49 or however many people are on the trip are your friends for life. It's just, you're alone, but within a group environment, so you can kind of dial it up to be as group kind of like as you want, or
as individual as you want.
As individual as you want.
I mean, you can even have your own room. It's completely up to you, all of that.
Yeah.
I think what's also great is that travel can be overwhelming, especially if you're doing it for the first couple of times. Like, the first time is very overwhelming. This idea of arriving somewhere and you need to know where to go and where to be. And it takes a lot of that out of it, because everything's arranged. And actually, you've curated the highlights of going to a specific place.
Absolutely.
I mean, I never would have found the beach club in PP in Thailand that's literally around like a back alleyway. You never would have known that you would have walked 10 meters in like this quiet area and out onto the beach, and it's like a club scene of note. You don't know those things. And what's great is that you then are sort of told about that and you know, guided on that experience.
You know, some of the things you don't find in a guidebook either, so you can't research it before you go and kind of find those little hidden gems, as we call them. But our trip managers live, eat, breathe, sleep the destinations that they travel to, or we travel to, and they'll take you to all those little places so you can actually experience everything. And you know what's nice about Kentucky, like you said, they take the hassle out of you doing all that for you. Whether it's your first trip, I mean, I've traveled a lot, but I still find it quite overwhelming arriving in a foreign country, as well traveled as I am, and having to figure out how to work the trains or speak a foreign language or just trying to get somewhere. Kentucky takes care of all of that, so you can actually just go and enjoy your time there without worrying about how must I get here, what food must I eat, you know, where must I sleep tonight, or how do I get here, is it open, what is the cost of this attraction, that museum, you know, those kind of things. It's just somebody's there to give you all the answers. You can literally switch off and enjoy your holiday.
Speaking of holidays, producer Kat just took a 5-minute holiday. Kelly walks in here and she says, oh, look at me with my virtual reality headset living my best life. She pops the thing on producer Kat's head. I mean, what has Kelly been exposed? What's going on? What's that thing on your head, producer Kat?
It's like a virtual reality headset that Samsung has made. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So they've like, when I put it on, I saw people like cliff jumping. And then I was in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh, wow.
And I went to the USA and Canada.
What, in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Huh.
And I saw people in boats.
It's the Amalfi Coast.
Were you, and you were immersed in this, right?
Yeah.
So does this inspire you to now do it in real life?
Yeah, I want to go travel. I don't want to work with you anymore. I just want to go travel. I'm going back. Goodbye.
Okay, yeah. As she pops the virtual reality headset back
cheers,
on.
Cheers, Kat. Enjoy your trip.
Bye.
I mean, the way that expressing travel to people is changing now, right? I mean, you look at sort of some of the most influential bloggers in the world, and they're people that run travel blogs. It's no more about, you know, seeing a picture in, what was it, the Star used to have a pullout that they did. They probably still do, like a travel section or whatever.
Yes.
Expressing travel, and what's great is also that everyone can now express their own travel experience. The way that you document it has changed.
Absolutely. In keeping up with our market, the millennial traveler, as you were talking earlier, they're just a different breed, you know, and to keep up to date with them and just post a picture in a newspaper doesn't work anymore. So, you know, you get bloggers, you get Facebook, you get Instagram, and you try and entice people to come travel on your product. But, you know, last year Kentucky cottoned onto this virtual reality. Well, in 2014 actually, and we have a guy who goes around the world. I mean, you think I've got a nice job? This is a nice job, and we're actually looking to replace him quite now at the moment. He's moving on to Hollywood, so he goes around filming content.
Wow.
And he actually makes content, so all our videos on YouTube or our Facebook pages or whatever he creates, and he created all this virtual reality content for us. So the trips Kat is currently on traveling around the world is actual Kentucky content. So,
wow.
So you can kind of just get a feel of what a Kentucky is about or what the destinations are. I mean, on there is Iguazu Falls. I've never been there, but now I understand it. I know what it is. And so many people put it on, as Kat did, and is like, cheers, I'm going traveling now. I want to travel. You know, and it's just a way of really showing people a taste of what they can get.
Yeah, because, I mean, there is a big difference between the travel brochure and then actually arriving at the place. And this actually bridges that gap a little bit more because it's more immersive.
Yeah, it brings it to life. It just gives you, and, you know, you're on there. I let my dad play with it the other day. My dad's 70-odd, and he's been to Rio, and he was like, Kelly, can you see where I am? I stayed across there. And I was like, no, Dad, I can't see where you are. And he couldn't believe. He's like, no, look, this is where I am. He actually felt like he was really in it. And it was so amazing to see, you know, those are the people who look at a newspaper or a picture and say, I'll go on that holiday. Whereas our millennial travelers are like, hell no, I want to experience it before I go. They want to know everything. They do their research. So this is a great way of giving them a taste of what's to come.
Kelly, 8 years you've been doing this. What's the greatest feedback you've ever had from someone who's been on a Contiki?
You know,
it's probably lots.
I have a lot of good feedback, and I'd love to take personal credit for it all. But we change people's lives. I know it sounds weird that they go on a holiday and your whole life's changed, but people come back with experiences and stories and different takes on what they experience, and it really... The emails we get and the Facebook feedback we get and the, you know, the phone calls of people saying what they experienced and what they did, it's so heartwarming. And, you know, there's doctors and nurses that change people's lives and stuff, but I honestly feel like what I do changes people's lives when they go traveling, especially for the first time, and they come back and they're just wide-eyed and eager to learn and see more.
And this is what people need to take away from this conversation, is that it is something that you should really seriously consider. And really think about doing it and getting on a plane and going somewhere in whatever framework it is, because it should be. I mean, I'm not going to give you a money back guarantee, but I have a feeling it might be an enriching experience if you do it. I think it's dope. Kelly, so cool having you swing past. I know that it's very easy to connect with Contiki all day, everywhere.
Absolutely, yeah. Facebook, YouTube, just look out for Contiki. Twitter, Contiki SA. You'll find us anywhere. Just put it in Google and you'll come up with some way, shape, or form to find us.
Fantastic. As I look in the production studio where producer Kat is, well, I don't even know what country she's in right now. She's swinging around on her chair with this virtual reality headset on. She looks like a complete moron, but she's probably having a great experience. She can't even hear us right now. The producer of the year has got headphones on and she's in Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, I don't know if you're going to get employee of the month, producer Kat. Not that she can even hear me saying this.
She doesn't even care right now.
Kelly, very, very cool having you on. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure
Such
to see you.
A pleasure. Hey, speaking of travel, I know we've been telling you this, but Virgin Atlantic's new Dreamliner Fleet premium economy seats. Don't wait for better days. They make every day a better day. With wider seats to avoid elbow wars and more legroom to stretch your legs, you're sure to have a better day than most the second you step off the plane. Life doesn't come to you, so go to it. Book now on virginatlantic.com. Kelman on cliffcentral.com.